Good evening, patient. Please lie back, face up on the hospital bed, and remove all items of clothing. I will need you to be completely naked to properly conduct my examination.
No need to be shy. This is strictly professional. I know. The room is really cold, and that's why it's so small. I've heard it all before, sweetie. I'm used to it.
Now, while you get yourself situated, how are you doing? I hope you haven't been waiting long. Feel free to shuffle about on the bed sheets, find a spot that's super comfy, and let your eyes naturally shut closed. My name is Shibby. I'm the on-call nurse for this evening. What's that? You think my voice sounds familiar? You must be mistaken, sweetie. This is the first time we've met. Now, are you sure that you've been taking all your prescription medication? Let me just get your notes. All of them? Even those awkward little blue ones that need to be taken twice a day that can get stuck in your throat if you're not careful and need to be taken with a glass of water.
Remember to always take your medicine.
Good boy. I'm impressed. It's such a refreshing change of pace to have a patient who actually follows their doctor's orders. Well then, let's just have a look at your file. Ah, I see you've been having a lot of trouble sleeping for quite a while now. Well, fortunately for you, I specialize in sleep therapy. Although my methods are often seen as unorthodox by my fellow clinicians. Okay. Now, would you describe yourself as experiencing greater than average levels of stress or anxiety at present? Unable to stay still, slow, and relax? Interesting. Me put on my gloves and we're gonna check your heart rate. Sorry, I just have to reach over you for this. And don't worry. I'll even warm my hands up if you're good. Now then, just relax. Don't want to mess up the results. I'll warm up my hands, okay?
Now then, the stethoscope is going to be quite chilly, but it'll only take a second, sweetie. Here we go. Your heart rate is a little high. But that's normal for guys your age. For some reason, whenever I lean in to take it, I always see a sudden spike in the patient's reading. I wonder if it has anything at all to do with my beautiful, busty breasts in this tight, shiny latex nurse uniform. Grazing against your exposed skin.
Now, where was I? Do you remember anything that might be causing a reluctance for your subconscious mind to settle down and drift off to sleep? Any details that you can remember could prove invaluable in aiding with your recovery. It's perfectly normal that during a traumatic event, the patient can show symptoms of short-term amnesia. But you're safe with me. Safe with Nurse Shibby. Now try not to move.
Just lie back. Let your muscles really sink down into the mattress of the hospital bed. I'm here to help. Here to help you relax. Does it feel nice? My fingers running over your hand. Right now your heartbeat reading is a tiny bit too high. Again, that is perfectly normal in these circumstances, so I'd like you to try your best to relax even more. Keep your breathing nice and regular, as deep as you can without causing discomfort. The best thing you can do right now is give your body time to heal and recover. And if you can, drift off back to sleep. Unfortunately, according to your file, you're maxed out on your medication. We've explored a whole host of alternative associative relaxation techniques, such as music, light therapy, candles, even aromatherapy. You name it, we've tried it, and nothing seems to stick. Except one. Hypnosis.
According to your file, at least, hypnosis has a profound effect on you when combined with, how shall I put this, physical assistance. You know, I have an idea for precisely the treatment for you. I've been a little hesitant to suggest it until now because, as I say, it is rather unorthodox. But for you, I think it is the ideal solution. So stay as calm as you can. Continue to breathe nice and deep. Fill your lungs with all that healthy oxygen that is spreading around your body. Feeling more and more relaxed the more time you spend with me. Because you're safe with me. I only want the best for you. I just want to make you better after all. Now, in a moment, you're going to be wheeled into a specialized sensory deprivation tank that will be filled with water. Your mind will have all thoughts slowly stripped away and taken from it. While your body is suspended in saturated, salty water. And it will feel just so lovely and peaceful. To just flirt along in isolation. But before I put you inside, I'm going to slide a life jacket over your torso to keep you nice and safe. Just to make sure you're extra safe, of course. Try not to struggle. Don't move a muscle. Just focus on your breathing as I put on the jacket. Wrapping around you just right. And breathe along with me if it helps. Focus and follow my breathing. Breathing in. One. Two, three. Hold it in for as long as you comfortably can. Breathing out. Three, two, one. Slow your heart rate even more, continuing the cycle. Breathing in. One, two, three. Hold it in for as long as you comfortably can. Breathing out. Three, two. Doesn't that feel lovely? Continue breathing at this steady, controlled pace. I bet you barely noticed me putting on the life jacket, now did you? It's a simple distraction technique, getting you to focus on your breathing to minimize any discomfort. You're all suited up, and I just need to tighten the buckles. The life jacket is going to be the only thing stopping you from sinking in the water. Down in trance, you'll be unable to swim, and it feels so lovely to just float along, floating down inside your mind that little bit more with each breath. I can imagine it's slightly embarrassing having this bulky, restrictive thing on you and wearing nothing else whatsoever. It does look kind of funny on you, though. I'm not gonna lie. Is that a child's life jacket? Let me check. Oh, dear. You look so silly. But no, this is for adults.
I know you'd never be seen out looking like this, now would you? Safety first. And staying on. It's for your own good, so no taking it off.
This one is extra puffy and overly bulky, with a hood collar to support and restrict any movement of your head. For maximum protection, of course. And then there are a series of straps that run along it, and a very special strap which wraps around your crotch to prevent you from slipping out the bottom. It's kind of like a form of bondage, come to think of it. Keeping you nice and secure and safe. You know that you're safe with me. There's just one more vital reading that needs to be taken. The last reading I need to take is your blood pressure. Usually this reading is taken via a band or ring that goes around your arm and is pumped up quite tight. And that squeezing pressure can be a little bit uncomfortable and stressful for some patients. But in your case, I think it's imperative to get a much more accurate reading than usual. Therefore, I'll be using a much smaller ring, and assuming my size estimation is correct, it's going to be slid snugly down the shaft of your cock. That's right. I should be able to get a very, very, very accurate reading from down there, don't you think? It's perfectly normal to feel a growing, swelling sensation around your groin during this part. In fact, it's encouraged. The tighter the bondage around you becomes, the more you swell, the more accurate diagnostic reading will be produced. Such a good patient you're being. And to make sure there are no anomalies in the testing, I'm just going to fasten each of the buckles on your jacket. Fastening you down. Sinking you deeper into submission. One by one. Down your body. Securing you in place with nowhere to go. Tightening and squeezing you into a docile, relaxed state of being. Making your skin so sensitive and tingly. Feeling so lovely. So delightfully submissive. I know you like this feeling of being secured into place. I can really see just how much you like it down there. You look very comfy right now, sweetie. All tucked up tight in your jacket. But now that you're suitably dressed, I can tell you about some of the features of the hospital bed you're lying on. It's fully equipped with multiple restraints that peel out on all sides. I know it's a little unorthodox. We have them in case of a violent or aggressive patient, but I've never actually had to use them for that. At least not as long as I've been here anyway. But in particularly unique cases such as yours, they can be used to help patients relax from time to time. When your body is sufficiently restrained, it naturally forces your mind to accept its loss of control. And just relax down into that feeling. Yeah, I know it sounds pretty strange and a little intimidating. They're really very comfortable, though, and I think in your case they could really help you. It's entirely up to you, of course, but how would you feel about me strapping you down so you have a look at them at the very least? It doesn't look like you're quite ready to fall asleep at the moment anyway. Good boy. You're doing so well. Being such a good patient. You're doing perfect. So, these are the straps. They go around the bed first, and then we'll wrap them around you. And there's one for around your torso, your shoulders, your arms, and your legs. And they will just keep you nice and secure and feeling safe. And these ones here are for your wrists and ankles. You can see they are nice and padded.
You know, so you'll be really strapped down and under my control. You won't be able to get out by yourself. Oh no, of course not.
You won't be able to get up or even wiggle around very much. I know that can sound a bit scary, but I think it will really help you to just relax and get some sleep. It's not like you have a lot of motor function inside that thick, bulky life jacket anyway. We're just adding a little bit more. I'll be here the whole time, and if at any point you're feeling uncomfortable, I'll be able to get you out right away, okay? Let me show you how the locks work. So the straps have holes in them, see? And we have this little metal pin right here, and we just pass that through and put this little plastic cap on it. And now it's locked. And to unlock it, all we have to do is take this magnet here and hold it to the lock and pop! Off it comes. Easy peasy. Again, if you feel uncomfortable or just want out at any point, you just have to say so. But why don't you give them a try? Trust me, it's going to feel amazing. And the deeper you go, the better it will feel. You really need to get some sleep to let your body heal. Okay, how about this? Give them a try for just a few minutes, and if you're still uncomfortable, I'll get you out and promise not to bring it up again. In exchange, I'll make sure you get some real food tomorrow, not this yucky hospital food we usually serve. Sound fair? Such a good boy. Let's get you strapped down. Are you feeling okay still? You are doing great. I'm going to start with the strap around your tummy. I'll have to lean over a bit for this one. Try not to stare too much at my big tits. This is a professional procedure, after all. And I know they're fucking fantastic, aren't they? Sometimes I even catch myself in the mirror with how good I look in this latex uniform. It just pushes and squeezes in all the right places. Feeling this deep, limp sensation pass over every place the straps fasten down. As cuffs are fastened and locked and double locked around your wrists. Pulled tightly down into position. Making your muscles feel so very sleepy, heavy, and helpless. Tightly secured, safe and secured. Your entire body is so sleepy that you barely notice your ankles as they too are restrained in matching cuffs. Locked into place. Straps rustle and locks rattle as they are pulled tight into the bed frame. Allowing you no movement whatsoever. But the tighter you're bound, the safer you feel, the more relaxed you are, the deeper down you sink. Your body is being completely and utterly bound. You can't do a thing to stop it as more straps are being wrapped around your shoulders and secured to the bedposts. You might feel and look a little silly in that big protective life jacket, but even if you did have the strength, which you don't, you won't be able to sit up or break the deep slumber you find yourself in. And your body feels so heavy, so tightly bound to the bed, as more and more straps are layered expertly over your upper arms. And these big, strong arms aren't so impressive now, are they? They look so silly poking out of that life jacket. It's all puffed up and they look so tiny now. And they're strapped back as all strength has left you. You feel so weak, so compliant, so obedient, securing you right where you belong. It's for your own good, and you're being such a good boy. Just continue this way. Doesn't that feel better? So flighty and helpless, wrapping around your right thigh, strapped tightly into position, and then around your left thigh, just like we did on the other side. Is that too tight? No? Good. Completely under my control. I bet you're feeling so lovely and cozy, right? Do you feel safe? Yeah? That's lovely, sweetie. I'm really proud of you. Now there's just one more strap that I haven't touched yet, and you can stop me if you like, okay? The last strap is between your legs. It's there to keep you in the harness and stop you from sliding out the bottom, but it can also feel really nice if I pull it up a bit more tightly than the instructions say. Are you okay with me doing that strap up for you now? Good boy. Such a willing patient. Okay, just keep laying there and relaxing. Focus on your breathing. I'm going to get it secured for you now. There we go. Locked into place. Does that feel good? Your crotch is tightly secured with straps. Feels really good, doesn't it? It's perfectly normal to feel a growing pressure at your groin. Do you want me to let you out? No, I didn't think you would. You're looking much more relaxed now. Let me just pull this strap between your legs just a little tighter. There you go. Look at you squirming around. I don't think you'll have any trouble relaxing now. Drop down into that safe, relaxing feeling. Submit to the feeling of being restrained with nowhere to go. That's right, just let those straps hold you nice and secure, pressing against the plastic of your life jacket, pressing against your flesh. You seem to be enjoying that strap between your legs. Maybe we need to make it just a little bit tighter. Tighter. A little tighter still. There, I think that's good now. You definitely look like you're enjoying yourself now. Look at you squirming around. Look at how stiff you are. That's right, there's nothing you can do other than just relax. Letting that strap between your legs do its job. You can't go anywhere, you're not getting out on your own, and you can't undo that strap between your legs. So just stop fighting it. Just relax. Just sink into the straps. Now that I have you suited up, we can put you in the machine. Focus on your breathing. Stay as calm as you can. I'll be right here with you the whole time, and remember, you have a life jacket on. You'll float just fine and be completely safe. Even if you will look a little bit silly. A watertight cylindrical tube is encasing the bed. It looks kind of like a sunbed if you've ever been in one of those. When the countdown reaches one, the door will lock shut and water is going to flood the cabin with you inside. It will feel like you're floating in midair. All your worries and stresses and strains will get washed away with the water. Your skin will start to tingle with this lovely sensation of weightlessness, completely cut off from the outside world. You're safe and secure with me. Remember that.
Fine.
The door begins closing in on your mind.
Four.
Locking you down, taking you deeper.
Three.
Let your thoughts slip away as darkness descends.
Two.
Nothing left except a blank and empty mind.
One.
Drop. The door locks shut and warm water begins to pour. Slowly entering you.
Such a good boy.
Sweet boy.
And feel so good.
Play.
Keep
Drift, 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 drift,